Hello, welcome to this podcast called Read This Book Because. I am happy that you've stumbled on this one and you're listening to it because readers are hard to come by these days. So today I'm going to tell you why you should read the book Sister of My Heart by Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni. Just a word of caution though, I have not written even a single word in terms of script for this podcast, which I usually do. I just wanted to see how it goes impromptu. So, here it goes. Some take you down a rabbit hole, while some reveal a world full of magic. Some talk about the secret, while some tell how you can think and grow rich. Which one to pick next? You will get to know here on Read This Book Because. And today we will enter such a story which talks about how women feel love for each other. What is sisterhood? We know about bromance. It's very common, it's out there. But sisterhood is something that's uncommon. It's hard to come by in movies, in the media. It's not that mainstream. But this book, it kind of challenges that norm and brings out the sweet and salty relation women usually have. So it is called Sister of My Heart. Its author is Chitra Banerjee Devakaruni. She is one of my favorite Indian authors. When I read Palace of Illusions by her, I was completely blown away by the kind of writing she uses. It's very imaginative and very connecting. So when I was on the bookstall and I saw her name, I was like, I don't know about the ratings or what this book is about. I'm just going to pick it for the sake of this author. But obviously, I have developed this habit of going through the pages online and seeing what the rating it has. On Goodreads, its rating was below 4, so my hopes were not really very high. So I started reading this book and it immediately takes you to Bengal. It takes you to a wealthy family there, a very ritualistic, traditional family with its values. It's a big bungalow that you enter into, but because of a tragedy, there were no men in the house. The earnings were meager, so the maintenance was low, there were wobbly walls, shattered frames, unkept garden. But inside the house, the women were together, if not happy. It's a story of two girls, as you would know, sister. And the fact is that both of them are not real sister. They're not friends either, but they are very strangely related. It would be a spoiler if I reveal how they were related, but they were related in a certain way. And it progresses just like you would expect any Indian family would. The girls grow up, one of them has an affair, and they are starkly different. One is very beautiful, the other one is into studies. The very mainstream and the stereotypical thoughts of how women are. They are different, they are opposite, but they still get together. One wants to get married, one doesn't want to get married. But because of the family problems, they eventually both get married on the same day. Then some form of jealousy also develops and they grow apart. Then there are troubles with one sister and the other sister is happy. So the one is not sharing her problems with her, otherwise she would be worried. So typically what happens exactly in the lives of two women is what's written there. So everything was very expected for me. I knew what was coming next. But the writing was very binding, so I kept reading and reading. I wanted to reach to the end of the book. I wanted to know the conclusion. So it goes on and on. There are troubles with bearing a child, not being able to conceive, and then there's a female child. And it's common. You have read it in the newspapers and you know these stories because they come up from India. You've known that India. And it's set in the yesteryears, so expected. But then, as the story is nearly coming to an end, there's one big reveal and the complete story turns over. Like, I was flabbergasted when I read those lines and I was like, oh God, how did that happen? How did I not see that coming? It's so amazing how she just flipped everything over. But the book leaves you on a cliffhanger. You want to know more about their life, their story. You grow like a friend of those two sisters. I at least considered myself a friend of theirs. It's very involving, so the writing is very compelling and it hooks you up with the book and the story. I wanted to read more about the two women and I got to know that the second book, the sequel of it, is actually about just one of them. which kind of breaks the chain. I want to know about both of them. I've not read the second book though. I will someday, maybe. And if I do, I will share the review. Now, why you should read it? You should read this book because it has a very compelling writing. So if you're starting out in terms of reading books, then it would be a good read because it has simple words, simple structure of sentences. It would be very easy for you to imagine. But if you are someone who has read a lot of books already, it would be not very interesting. You would rate it as 3 out of 5. And that's my rating as well. Just for that one moment in the story where vakt badal gaya, jazbaat palat gaya and all, I can't just say that it was amazing and you should must read it. Can't say that. But all in all, it's a good read if you're maybe traveling and you want to pick up something very light. It would make you feel good about life in general. It would tell you about women, how their relations are, how complicated actually their feelings are, and what all they sacrifice in order to gain some love. That is what this book is about. And one of the lines that I really like from this one is, "When the time comes for me to break out of my prison, will I be like a too tame housebird who is afraid of the vast, frightening blue of the sky?" There are many more lines like these that you would stumble upon, and I hope that it would teach you something about the zest of life, maybe. And with that, I sign out and I'll see you next time with another book. That's all. Bye.